Well, according to the WEEI weather smoke, Chris Curtis, summer not quite out of reach. A summer weekend, Curtis. Maybe one last summer weekend in the 80s this weekend and at game time, right?
It's going to be a perfect weekend to go 2-0. It's going to be 78 on Sunday, and I got to tell you, Wiggy has ruined my day because I am now fully in on Brady. I had told it's just like bringing me right. It's in
it's perfect.
The perfect couple when Nicole Kidman is getting the Tanqueray and tonic poured for her, and I literally had to run away from the TV. It brought me back to like, oh, that looks so effing good.
The stars are lined up, Curtis.
Oh my God!
I'm traveling this weekend. I need a forecast for Lake Winnipesaukee. Ooh. If you could.
Yeah, it's going to be a little cooler with a very good chance of douchey.
Okay, all right. Lake Winnipesaukee is
not douchey at all.
Anywhere you go is douchey.
No, it really isn't.
What are you talking about?
It's the people's lake.
The part of the lake where you're going.
Lake.
Is pretty nice.
It's very nice up there, but
yeah. I would never leave a beach or a waterfront on the ocean for a lake. Call me crazy.
I'm not a huge. I don't love lakes. I really prefer pools.
Okay,
but my order would be pool one, ocean two, ocean two, lake three. I don't like the muck stuff that is on the bottom of the lake.
Okay.
I'm ocean one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm ocean one, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's surprising for you.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, now you like a clear ocean.
Yeah, clear ocean. But I'm not like, I like that, but just the beach feel is better.
We are beach sexers.
Well, I'd probably make my way over to the Nazwa on Saturday afternoon. Beautiful spot up there, right on the lake. All great nachos. Yes. All right. Time for, if you're going to wager this weekend, a little advice from our guy, Nick Kostos, who is the host of You Better, You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. And make sure you listen to You Better, You Bet and get more analysis from Nick. And he is here this morning on a Friday, as he always is. Hello, Nick.
What's going on, guys? I will say, in defense of Greg, if I'm going away somewhere, I want it to be as douchey as possible. So I'm fully support that.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah. I mean, listen, like, you work hard, man. Like, you deserve to go somewhere douchey and spend money and be amongst and hobnob with the elite. I could not agree more.
You're right about everything except the spending money part.
Well, cool. That I can't speak to.
Soulmates. You and I. Soulmates.
Yes, sir.
That game last night, we've been talking about all morning. Time for him to, unfortunately, I think, say goodbye.
Yeah, I just, you know, it turns your stomach when you see him on the ground. And, like, think about this. I was thinking about this morning, just preparing for my own show today. Think about how many, like, we're all big football fans, right? We've all been watching football forever. How many concussions we see watching football that either we can identify immediately or, like, we don't even know what's happening. How many concussions we've seen, and then compare and contrast that with how many concussions we've seen where a player goes into, like, that fencing motion.
Yeah.
It almost never happens, and I watch, like, every NFL game for 30 years. We've seen it now twice with Tua in two seasons, in, like, two calendar years. It turned my stomach last night watching it. I'm not trying to, like, people could say, call me a baby, but, it's a football physical game.
You're not. It's and also the NFL at some point, we talk a lot about Taylor Swift and the new fans that she's brought to the game. Like, they have to look at that and go, this is not something that looks good for the game when the casual fan is watching the game.
Yeah.
It's a bad look. It's awful.
Yeah. I'm not. This is not a defense of the league. Anyone will tell you. The league will tell you that they need to do better. Maybe what we'll see is they'll have, like, players that have suffered multiple concussions. Maybe force them to wear the new, like, Guardian helmet that's been debuted this season that a couple of players have worn. But look, like, on a human level, just like for people, it's football's a physical game. Like, what if that's like a family member? I'm not trying to be hokey. Have a little empathy for the guy. Can I just give one betting thought here?
Yeah.
And obviously, like, the most important thing is that he's okay. But there is a potential money-making opportunity here off of this. And it doesn't mean, like, you have to identify the right person. An offensive player of the year right now, but all these markets are open that you can bet. Tyreek Hill is like the, is the co-favorite to win this award right now with Saquon Barkley. Like, Tyreek Hill can't win. Like, it's over. Like, Tua's going to be out at minimum, like, probably for the rest of the season. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that for a fact. But you would imagine it'll be an extended absence at the very least for Tua Tagovailoa. Tyreek Hill can't win. So I would identify the guy that you like in that betting market, because Tyreek's taking up so much win probability, and I think that's actually a betting market to attack today, because, again, the co-favorite has a 0% chance of winning right now.
Nick, unless the G-O-A-T walks through the door.
I would love that if Brady came out of the booth and played for the Miami Dolphins. By the way, if that happens, like, Miami would be one of like the four Super Bowl favorites immediately if that happens.
Curtis,
don't do this to me,
Curtis. You see what I'm saying?
But what would the problem with that be? Because he played for a team in the division. Who cares?
No problem.
I think it's a real thing.
Wiggy, Curtis, I don't know, Courtney. No. I don't think it. I wish it would happen. It would be great. It's an amazing sports story, but I don't. He's not doing it.
No, I agree.
Why? I don't know. He's got 375 million reasons not to do it.
I don't know. He lost all that money. He lost so much money, I guess, that he needed to do a roast and embarrassed his family a couple months ago.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe he does need the money. Right. I don't know.
And Nick.
Which, by the way, was one of the most disgraceful things I've ever seen. Was that roast?
And Nick, you just said that this would propel Miami to be one of the Super Bowl
favorites. You live on Staten Island, and that was one of the most disgraceful things you've ever seen?
Well, first off, Curtis, I'm not from Staten Island. I just live in Staten Island. Okay. Yeah, like, how would you feel? You have kids, right, Curtis? Do you have kids?
One boy, yes.
Yeah, so how would you feel? How would your son feel if you did, like, a thing that millions of people watch and the mother of your child was dragged in front of everybody?
I would never do that.
Of course you wouldn't.
Right.
That was just, and like, Brady's the greatest athlete ever, the greatest quarterback ever. Like, who wants to defend that? It was horrific.
Yeah, it was pretty good to watch.
Right. Well, she did.
Like, the football stuff was great. I could do without them, like, dragging, like, the mother of his children. Nick, it was awful.
Nick, she did treat him like trash and basically moved on.
She did lie about, like, the whole thing and was with the jiu-jitsu guy.
Like, okay. And she was banging another guy behind his back.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a long time ago.
Look,
listen, this is just me. Like, I have a child now. No matter how much I ever hated my wife or ex-wife, whatever, I would never air her out publicly because she's the mother of my daughter.
Okay, so if you walked in on her and she's doing butt-naked jiu-jitsu with the instructor, you going to feel the same way?
I mean, I would probably be really angry. But again, like, your children are the most. See, this is just, and people can disagree with me, and that's fine. Like, that's great. That's, like, my really strong opinion. Football stuff was also awesome. Robert Kraft saying, like Tom Brady taking Jimmy Garoppolo's job a second time. Like, that was great. I loved it. I could do without the other stuff.
This weekend, New England Patriots with the opportunity to go 2-0. And how are you betting this one?
I'm not going to. I was interested in Seattle, but I read something this week, and Wiggy, you could speak to this a million times better than me. I was reading about the game this past weekend and about the Patriots' defense, and this is not meant to be a shot at Bill Belichick, who's the greatest coach ever, the greatest defensive coordinator ever, but the Patriots, for the first time in a long time, obviously, since Bill's been there, are starting to do some new stuff on defense, and that the Patriots and Gerard Mayo, borrowing a little bit from what we see Mike McDonald, the new coach of the Seahawks, like what he's been doing, and he's being called like the Sean McVay of defense. His defense is kind of being revolutionized around the NFL. So I think that the Patriots, there's a chance that they're not, and that was just a great spot that they caught Cincinnati on. I think there's a chance that this defense might be onto something here and might be really good, even without Christian Barmore. So look, if you gave me $100 and made me bet the game, I'd lay Seattle -3. That would be the bet I'd want to make. But I do think that we may be seeing the Patriots here, the defense, be friskier than originally expected if they're running some of these new concepts. I could be way wrong on that, which is why I'm not betting the game. So again, make me bet. I'll take Seattle. But I do think there's a chance the Patriots will be more interesting this year than we thought.
So, Nick, I know last night you tweeted about the WTF game, the wrong team favored game.
It's a good gimmick, right?
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually. That's why I'm bringing it up. So I look at the...
You can't have it.
I can? Okay, thank you.
No, can't.
Oh, darn.
Well, he went 0 for last night, right. so he needs any help he can.
0 for 3.
Well, we would say that WTF, and it would not mean wrong team favored.
Correct. So my question for you, though, is I look at this Rams-Cardinals game, and I know that the Rams are really banged up, but they held their own against that Lions team, took them to overtime, and Matthew Stafford looks healthy and good, and Cooper Kupp looks like he could be another Triple Crown winner again. Like, is the wrong team favored in this game with the Cardinals being favored by a point?
Possibly. I don't know if I'm willing to say that here because the Rams right now have so many injuries on the offensive line, and Nacua's out for at least four games and probably going to be more. You're right about Cooper Kupp. I think he's an interesting choice for offensive play. I mean, if we redrafted fantasy leagues right now, Cooper Kupp's a top five pick, and it's not even a question. But the Rams, left tackle is suspended. Like, four of their other offensive linemen are hurt. Two are on IR now. So, look, if we get to Sunday and Arizona gets bet out a little bit, it's like Arizona minus two and a half, I'd probably bet like the best Rams money line price I could find, but I think this will be a game I'm on the sidelines for. Shime, you might be right. I'm not sure with the offensive line injuries right now for the Rams.
Nick, when it comes to our survivor pool, the WEEI survivor pool, Wiggy unfortunately did not survive week one.
Do I get referred to as like dad moving forward here?
No, we're gonna. I was really hoping that wasn't gonna come up this week.
Really? You were?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm going with the Jags this week, and I want to know how you feel about that.
I don't feel good about it you. No, I would bet the Browns in the game plus the points, but before you finalize that pick, and I don't have you finalize.
Yes, it's locked.
Yeah, so like they might not have, like Myles Garrett didn't practice yesterday. He's obviously the best defensive player in the league, maybe. So you want to have him, and also their second best pass rusher, Za'Darius Smith, didn't practice yesterday. Now, like, if both of those guys are going to play, then yeah, like, I would like Cleveland here. But actually, no, that what I'm saying is in supporting you. So if both those guys are out, then yes, I would like Jacksonville.
Okay,
so
good.
I do think Jacksonville's likely to win the game. But if those guys play, I would bet the Browns plus three. My apologies.
Nick, so I'm kind of confused. You would bet the Browns, even after what you saw to Deshaun Watson? Like, for me, at least right now, it feels like the Browns and Panthers are just auto either bet against or avoids completely.
Yeah, the Panthers definitely an avoid completely because the roster is horrendous. But the Browns team is actually pretty good. And the great thing about sports betting is, and like I did this on my show earlier this week, for as bad as a quarterback can be and as bad as a team can be, there always has to be, like, Ted DiBiase, right? Like, everybody's got a price. Like, there has to be a price where you would consider playing on that bad quarterback and on that bad team. And for Cleveland, if it's going to be plus three or three and a half, and the offensive linemen are all going to play, because they did not have a healthy offensive line last week against Dallas, and the pass rushers are all going to play, like, that's a price where even if Deshaun Watson's a terrible player and a worse human being, I would still bet the Browns in the game.
I took the Ravens in our survivor pool.
Likely to win, I think. I like the Raiders to keep the game close. I bet Vegas. My concern with the Ravens, again, like, I think they'll win. I don't think they'll cover. We watched the NFL season opener last Thursday night against the Chiefs. Their offensive line is terrible. Terrible. Replacing three of five starters from Lamar's MVP season last year. They could not protect Lamar. Running for his life the entire game. It was like a horizontal offense with like an average depth of target of 2 yards down the field, which is atrocious. And now, here comes like Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins. I don't know how they're protecting Lamar in this game. So, look, Baltimore's better. I think the Ravens will win. I would not feel especially confident in that as a survivor play.
And if you want to bet, no sweats, one lock. You got one lock for this week?
Yeah, I'll take my terrible team. Give me the New York Football Giants on Sunday to win on the road in Washington. I think Brian Daboll stinks. I think you should get fat again.
You want Fat Daboll?
I want Fat Daboll. Like, I do a million radio interviews and stuff. Shime, you look great. Like, is he a good play caller, skinny Daboll? No Zempic would be my answer. That's like, honestly, I'm happy that's still getting laughs because it's like the 30th time I've told that joke this week. I think it's pretty good.
That was the first time we heard it.
So look, like, he's awful. Like, the Giants are terrible. Daniel Jones is terrible. They're definitely better than the Commanders. And I love Jaden Daniels. He's great. He's 50 times better than Daniel Jones. Mm. But the Commanders' offensive line is terrible. This is like a sexy Dexy, Thibodeau, Brian Burns, I think, just demolished Jaden Daniels in this game. And the Commanders' secondary did make Baker Mayfield look like prime Tom Brady. So I think the Giants will go into Washington and win. That is a WTF game. It used to be the Washington football team, the WFT. This weekend, WTF, wrong team favored, Giants win in Washington.
Where's Tommy Cutlets? I mean, they want Fat Daboll and Tommy Cutlets back.
He's probably like next door to me here in Staten Island, Tommy DeVito.
All right, Nick, you're the best. Thanks, bud. We appreciate it always.
Great. Wishing everyone minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Kay, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey sports betting insider Nick Costos on this show every Friday at 9:30. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app.